Magandang gabi, Pilipinas. Or good morning, America, just in case you are checking out the show from somewhere else around the globe. My name is Francis Brew, and this is Toast or Roast. Last week, we didn't go live. We just went in-depth into the choice cuts, the choice artists that we had for our first few episodes. And my apologies, my bad. I wasn't available because I had to move houses. And siguro naman alam nyo na ang hirap yung galawan ngayong pandemya, lalong mahirap pag maglilipat kayo ng bahay. So I sympathize with people who went through the same problem. We have a great show for you today. We have a great lineup, a very diverse lineup of artists and original music, original Pinoy music. Iba-ibang stilo po. And we hope you appreciate all the music that you will hear today. And reminder, the show's called Toast or Roast because in the spirit of the original In the Raw, we critique the music. And of course, with Kim Arvilla on board, she critiques the marketing aspect of, you know, that's how modern music goes. So we either toast the music or I roast my tongue. Notice I said I, and I hope someday Kim helps me suffer as we criticize. Well, it's constructive criticism, so you know, don't panic, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so let the games begin.
I'm a partial suicidal in some way, cause I Toaster Roast, you guys just heard Chasing Blue Cars right there with Homecoming. That is, of course, our first choice cut for this episode. What's up? My name is Kim, joining Francis Brew tonight. And also, I beg to differ. Ye of little faith, I am ready. I am ready tonight.
mga kaibigan, we are not sponsored by McCormick. But if
pero pwede naman.
Oh, kung sino man yung ahensya that handles McCormick in the Philippines, it turns out both Kim and I tonight have the cayenne pepper thing. And as usual, even if I like spicy food, walang kanin po rito. There's nothing to absorb the spiciness. But I do hope you don't have to roast our tongues tonight.
Yeah, I hope so too. Let's cross our fingers for that.
because you're not used to it. So
professional.
Yeah. It would be nice if you had to do it and then you have to tell the story of what happened the next day. So if you had to go to the toilet or whatever. Anyway, so Chasing Blue Cars.
Okay, so kids, what do you think? Me personally, I'm coming from this as a pure audience member. I dig it. I like it. I like the lyricism. I like the enunciation. I like the fact that he wasn't trying to sound too swaggy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I dig it. I was actually listening to some of their other tracks as well.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I did my homework and, looked through their Facebook pages and all that. And they're so funny. They have a brand of humor. Eh. Nakakatawa lahat ng captions nila. So I really like it because it's unpretentious. There's that Pinoy swag right there that's not, trying to be anyone else or anything else. And their personality just comes out. So I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Chasing Blue Cars. How about
you? Yeah. Well, automatic toast na ako dyan.
Okay, sige. No, automatic toast naman choice ka.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, the choice cuts are generally for me musically the stuff that's more or less consistent. Like these guys nga eh. There's the attitude, and is it a put on or not? I don't feel like it's a put on. It feels like they're comfortable with the music and the style of music that they chose. I like the guy's phrasing. It's not like cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. I'm not sure how to describe it. May bayag. Although the
may grit.
Okay. Although the timbre of the guy saying, this is not a diss, it's just an observation. Mataas yung boses niya. So parang, am I listening to a lady or no? That's not a diss, huh?
Yeah, I mean, come on, Coheed and Cambria,
Right.
It's
not
the wrong
sniper. It's great. And this is the sort of thing that gets me excited. They sound and feel like they already have their own voice. I'm sure they're influenced by if you guys and gals and everyone are listening and you like hip hop, you could probably point out they kind of sound like they're coming from this and that and that and that. Maybe you can hear the influences because I'm not that well versed in hip hop. All I know is if I like it or not. So kung meron sa inyo na are into hip hop, dun sa comments, maybe you can, if you hear any of their influences, maybe you can bring it up and
educate us.
Yeah, we're more than happy to know more about the stuff that's being sent to us. All we know is okay. I mean, this is really okay. This is a good way to start the show.
That's very authentic. No, I like the fact that it feels so authentic, you know.
Right.
And they seem so authentic, and the music also feels authentic. So good job to these
guitars. Good job. And I'll toast to that again.
Again. Maubos na yung drink ko. Nasa personal tayo.
No, it's... With a track like that opening, it reminds me of the best days of Before of In The Raw. Because I have to be frank, during the... Probably the last few months of In The Raw before N107 shut down, I would do the show and I'd be a little irritated because I wasn't hearing anything that was different. It all sounded like, well, okay, that sounds like a popular band, and then and they sound like, you know, a couple of other bands that submitted demos, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, things like that. I remember having conversations with music industry people at that time, and everyone was going, wala bang bago? Is anyone coming up with something new or different? And so if I heard these guys, you know, they're probably still kids when In The Raw was around.
Grade school again.
Yeah, but this would have been the one of those tracks where I'd go, oh yeah, there's hope. Nag-expand palalo yung definition of what Pinoy music is about, what Pinoy musicians can do. You know, it's a... Basta, I'll stop right here because you know, I'll have another talk.
But I guess what's important is we're off to a good start, and hopefully we maintain this momentum throughout the show. I think it's time for us to see if, you know, that is the case. Let's go to mystery track number one.
Number one.
ata.
And that was a heavy track from a band called Save the Prophet. The title of the tune is Diwata. And we noticed that there's a swimming pool in the video.
And Christmas lights.
Kim, yeah, and Christmas lights. Kim, don't
Hopefully
forget.
Not at the same time. What?
Ang swimming pool cannot be a swimming pool if Diwata is not there.
That doesn't make sense.
You're supposed to be Pinoy. That's a Pinoy Tito joke. I'm thirsty. Right? Where's Diwata?
Oh. Wait lang. Meron akong sagot dyan. Ayan, okay na.
Yeah. Right. We haven't started with the critique yet. If Save the Prophet are watching, what are they doing? I like the music, I like the riffs, I like the Latin thing that happened somewhere in the middle. You know, biglang nagiba yung rhythm, biglang naging heavy metal Santana or something. It's not a new idea, but it was something that was for me unexpected. So parang uy, you know, okay yung ano yung arreglo, because you know as with any artist from any genre, if they are loyal to a specific genre, they tend to play the cliches of that genre, you know what I mean? Ito mabigat, ganyan. And it's nice when, you know, without getting into prog territory, right? Because if you're a prog band, obviously, you know, you'll pull from all sorts of different musical styles and put them together and play in odd meters or whatever, right? But these guys are a straightforward heavy band. Tapos biglang may ganun. So, you know, there's a nice twist there. So I'm not done yet. In that, you know, musically dun sa era na yon, sa area na yon, I mean, I toast to that.
Okay.
However. This mic is brought to you by Lyric. AKG.
Yeah, Lyric. Mine's not. So, you know, if you want to sponsor, it's cool.
Yeah. By the way, I'm using it without Lyric's permission. Pinahiram sa akin for another project which didn't happen. So I hope they don't mind. Anyway. Okay. I'm not going to take much because, you know, it's more.
Oh, gosh. Really? That way? As in four? Man.
Oh, shit. Too much.
Dude, may laman ba yan?
And then I don't feel anything, right?
Right.
Until I close my mouth. Damn it.
Yeah, it burns.
Anyway. So the main criticism that I have musically with the band is the vocal melody needs to be more adventurous, because if you know, we were kind of talking about this backstage, you know, the virtual backstage that we have, and I think we all reacted to may pagka-wolf again. And a lot of it has to do with the vocal melody. Ang daming,
very basty.
Na if you dig a little deeper, James Hetfield kind of da 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 da, parang with the wings of arrows. There are, especially, you know, that's a very popular Wolfgang song. I'm assuming that they've heard Wolfgang. But if not, they must have heard it somewhere, because Wolfgang was one of the biggest metal bands in the country. So parang the wings of arrows.
Yeah, they're South boys. I was reading through their pages earlier. They're from Las Piñas, so you know,
okay,
South people stick together. So yeah.
Yung payo ko po sa ano sa inyo is given that you have a solid knowledge of and feel for heavy music, and you have that perspective, and nakaya niyo mag Latin rhythm and whatever, it means that you're probably listening to a lot of different strains of music, and then you're putting it into your original material. Take a step further. Listen to the melodies of other genres. Because I felt like there could have been more in a melodic sense. Eh. Parang masadong and narinig ko lagi yung da 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 da, that very Wolfgang hook, and I've heard it in a Metallica song also before. So, be more adventurous. Be you know how to play a groove. The band knows how to play a groove. Now focus on a little bit of melody. Now the music is heavy. It can't be too melodic then, because if it's too melodic, then you'll like it's like what Slayer, how Slayer critiqued yung mga metalcore bands before, like yeah. Yeah, you guys would be great if you just, you know, quit the melodies, whatever. But that's an extreme, ano naman. Listen, you know, sometimes you can get ideas from maybe if you listen to Taylor Swift. I'm not saying that, you know, come up with a melody like Taylor Swift on top of that heavy song.
Or BTS.
Right. Or BTS. It can be anything. Para lang umangat palalo yung tugtugan nyo. Dahil may potential eh. I really loved that shift, and then it went back to the heaviness. Yun. So, there. Reminder nga pala, you know, with the way streaming is in our technologically advanced country, sometimes you may be hearing the music, by the way, na may glitchy-glitchy because of the streaming. Reminder, we always provide the links to the Spotify's or the iTunes of
or the YouTube pages. Yeah, we provide the links. Yeah. We just posted on our Facebook page, Toaster Rose. So if you guys are part of that group, then you should see it there. We usually post it after the show. So
yeah. So and what do you think about the other aspects?
Marketing, branding wise, I'm okay. No hard roast or anything, though I would have some advice. I feel like you guys should veer away from calling your band STP for obvious reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, Save the Prophet, the name Save the Prophet sounds great. It sounds great. It's a good name. So own the name, you know, it's cool and it's memorable. So you no need for acronym shortcuts, especially if you're going to be confused with, you know, a legendary band, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I think you should revisit your artist profile on your Facebook about page. medyo nobela kasi siya eh. So parang after a while, it says a lot of things but doesn't say enough things. Ask someone for help to write it if it's not a strong suit. And, you know, just make sure it's succinct and there are important details there. For example, your band members. You know, like I have no idea who the other band members are. You don't have to dump all of your history of right. how you guys got together in your about page. There are so many ways to tell your story. You know what I mean? Like it can be a separate post or a series of posts or what have you. So there, just revisit that. Engage your audience on Facebook. Your content on Facebook is okay, but please put captions as well as there's a lot of photos eh. And the photos look fun. Yeah, la wala caption. So parang we don't know the story, what's happening here. Are you gigging somewhere? So, you know what I mean? So yeah, just put captions there. Again, writing talaga. Good content on YouTube though. So maximize your YouTube. You have, you know, it's okay yung content mix nyo. So I think that one way of maximizing it is by driving people to your YouTube page. I don't think you promote your YouTube page as much as you should. So yeah, that's it for me. Just a bunch of advice, nothing really, you know, I don't even know what the word is. Nothing really
criticized.
So I guess it's a toast.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think the guitar players of that band are they look like PRS guitars, so great. Lala. Just want to put it out. Yeah.
Okay. And now next na tayo, kids.
Yep. So on to mystery track number 2, and afterwards our very special guest of the evening.
Ngayon ay bakit lang
Monster Roast. You guys just heard Misery Track 2 from a band called Jupiter Street and a track called Parang Lab Song, which is
Parang
very
Lab Song.
Very reminiscent of some Itchy Worm song titles, right?
Right, yeah. And the song has a very strong pop romantic vibe, which is a large part of the Itchy Worm sound. Speaking of large, good that you mentioned it. You guys probably already know who our next guest is. Now, I really, really love this guy, not only as a person, but also as a master musician. I mean, he's a fantastic keyboardist, a great drummer, a great songwriter, ang galing mag-areglo.
Dami awards yun.
Yeah, multi-awarded. he's always, he's always smiling. And, whenever I see him, it's always, ang ganda ng vibe lagi eh. And reminder, the Itchy Worms were one of the first bands that were featured on In The Raw. And I remember the first demo that they sent, and one of the instruments was out of tune, and I'm very happy to say that it wasn't Jazz's fault at all by a long shot. Kumbaga, imposible siya yung may pagkakamali sa demo na yun. Yeah. No. I won't mention the name of yung guitar na wala sa tono, but I'll give you a little bit of trivia. That guitar that was out of tune was played by someone who ended up co-hosting a noontime show. Without further ado, our special guest. I love the Itchy Worms as people and as artists, and yeah, like what I mentioned, we love this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, Jazz Nicolas.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Si
hello.
Panado, okay?
Yung guitar. Yeah.
Pero,
of course, he made a lot of money.
Yeah. He's gonna say
he made a lot of money.
Panado yung guitar. Ano, intonation daw.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah.
I guess napag-usapan niyo na yun, no?
Same thing.
That's one of my favorite stories. Yeah.
Ano, Jazz? So, kamusta?
Okay naman. Thanks for having me. Okay po.
Super anong Itchy Worms ngayon ah. Lumalagakpak. Tapa ba yung word ko? Lumalagakpak.
Ano?
Oh dear.
Whatever. On the roll. Itchy Worms is on the roll now.
Thank you.
You just released a new album, right?
Yes. A new album called Waiting for the End to Start, which was recorded and written during the pandemic. Sa bahay.
And then you have this may collaboration pa with the company, right? And that did very, very well. Yeah.
Yes.
Galing. Kaya natin kailangan sa Jazz Show na to eh. Kasi, diba, a pandemic doesn't stop them, so it shouldn't stop you either.
Exactly.
Since we're on that topic.
Like what it says on his shirt, carry.
Carry.
Carry lang.
Ganda.
Carry
okay.
Lang.
So, Jazz, you heard Jupiter Street kanina. Parang lab song. What do you think?
Ganda. I like it. I like the melody. I like the arrangements. Actually, it's refreshing eh. Parang it's not parang hindi mo sila ma-pinpoint sa isang genre, di ba? Para siyang I don't know, may pagkaharana bluesy something, di ba? I love the singing. Parang kakaiba siya. You don't hear those kinds of voices nowadays. Diba? And the chord progressions are progressing. It's not those typical four chord songs,
yeah,
diba?
Right.
That you always hear now. Yun.
I agree,
so,
yeah.
Should I toast?
Yun lang ba sa sabihin ko? Or meron pa bang ano?
Hindi. Meron pa.
Oh, sige. Toast muna tayo.
Ngayon,
yeah. Toast muna tayo.
I made a twist. I'm gonna toast with marshmallows because you toast marshmallows.
Hey. You also roast marshmallows, though.
Oh, yun. Pwede rin.
Ang daya mo, ha?
Okay. But
okay.
I like it, but there's a but. Oh no. I wish that they could have played tighter. Cause the ideas are really good. The guitar lines are good and may mga parts na nagka counterpoint. Parang there's an ongoing riff and then may counterpoint riff, but it's not tight. Tapos not I can gelling. Hear the drummer. The drummer is steady. It's very steady, but the guitarist and bassist parang nagmamadali.
Right.
Diba, parang, yeah. Diba, may mga ibang musikero, they would say, may lakad ka ba?
Yeah.
Diba, yung ganyang, ano, parang sugod. So parang, I don't know if they will play like this live when they're live. Maybe it's a recording thing na hindi nila masyadong right. na-gel together. It could be a recording thing. Kasi when I hear the drums, sobrang steady eh, at the background. Pero they should follow the drummer. As in, dapat kabitan nyo. Siguro when you're recording it, turn up the drums way loud para super kabit ka with it. Diba parang nagmamadali with the lines?
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. And actually, yung ano, that's why, like what happened kanina, it's a toast and a roast thing for me. I toast the song. It's pop enough, but it's may hint na progressive enough that it's easy to go into cliche territory pag pop song eh. But you can hear may they're taking it somewhere else without losing the pop thing, right? So toast, lovely voice. Now the cayenne pepper part.
Konti lang kicks ah, tanda mo yung nangyari kanina.
Brought to you by McCormick. Well, we hope, we wish. Pero konti lang. Okay, I'll konti.
Yan. Gently.
Proof.
Alright.
Spicy. Like what Jazz said, yung ano yung the guitar and the bass weren't parang and I think it's the same guy doing it eh. Is it the same guy? Because parang multiple ni and yeah, and wait, being a guitar player, there were two riffs going on it, the one that sounds da 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 da, yung parang it sounds like a 60s guitar riff. Then you have the envelope filtered riff. I would advise the guitar player to kung counterpoint yun nga, if it was a tighter performance of both riffs, mas maganda yung magsasagutan sila. It sounded like he was trying two ideas at the same time and he couldn't let go of either one, like he liked both ideas. Also yung in terms of yung the way he was playing, he, you know, parang it's thunder.
Kulog ba yun? Yes. Thunder. 4D sound.
So yeah, okay, the guitar player should, I think, you know, with this rhythm guitar work also can be not just in the pocket with the drums, but also yung mas may conviction, mas tighter lang, because it looked like he was just going through the chords. Even the riff, a little bit more attitude sa riff, and then yung the envelope filtered part, it's a nice idea, it's a cute idea, but he kind of overdoes it. It ends up making the song sound a little goofy. Although yung contrast with the sweetness of the song, parang okay din naman eh. It's a good idea. So maybe ano lang yung tighter lang para yung complementary riffs would sit well together, I guess.
Full band sila. Hindi lang nakasama sa ano, video recording yung ano. Yung dalawa.
Okay. Yeah.
Ay, ganun.
Apat sila. May drummer, may bass. Yeah.
That's why I think it's a recording thing. It might have been recorded ngayon sa pandemic. Ang hirap mag-record ng wahiwalay eh.
Yeah.
Hindi mo talaga maramdaman yung mga kabanda mo eh, di ba? So,
right. Yeah.
Pero, sa recording ngayon, ang dami ng daya tricks eh, di ba? Actually, yung rinig ko, the drums was here and then the guitars, parang it's a little ganyan. So, parang pwede mong ganyan sa...
Iurong ng konti. Yeah.
Sa post. Oh,
di ba? Parang feeling ko konting ganun lang, kakabit na yan eh.
Yeah.
So, I like the ideas. They're great ideas.
Yeah.
Pero I would love to hear them tighter para
yun.
You really hear what it's meant to feel, diba?
Right.
So execution ng ano, labanan.
Yeah. So, execution of excellent ideas.
Yeah. Okay. My turn. So guys, yeah. For the first time.
Okay. Oh.
Let me do this first. Brought to you by McCormick, hopefully.
Hopefully. Can you come closer to the mic? Dude, kulang pa yan.
Alam, baby steps tayo.
Okay. Oh, fine. Yay, kaya mo yan.
Yay. Okay.
Let it roll around your tongue.
Oh, init.
Inyam-nyam mo pa. Nyam-nyam.
Yeah. Nyam-nyam-nyam.
Hindi siya okay. Ayoko na siya nyam-nyam. Okay. I think there's a lot to be improved in terms of branding and marketing. Jumping off what Jazz and Kiko said also, as a music fan muna, before I put my marketing hat on, maybe try to improve the post work. Aray, sakit sa throat, holy crap. Okay, try to do
welcome
some post work. Post work on your songs before you upload it. So now we go to marketing, okay? Why? Because it's a shame to promote a track and a song that doesn't sound good because it wasn't well put together, because it won't do justice to your songs or your musicality. So siguro, let's pay a bit more attention to the post work. I'm not talking about video, I'm talking about the actual music. I'm also looking at a lot of their stuff kasi on Facebook, and they upload a lot of their recording sessions. Parang I think nakita-kita na sila during the pandemic kasi naka-mask, may mga mask sila nung ano eh, nagre-record sila sa isang maliit na studio. They uploaded it, which is great kasi it's great that you always have content and you find ways to put content up, but sana trabahuhin ng konti yung music kasi yun yung importante, yun yung product mo eh, di ba? First and foremost. So, it doesn't sound good, the videos they uploaded on Facebook, which is a shame. Again, try to work on basics of branding. Basics meaning, sana may pagka-thematic yung aesthetic nyo, from your logo to your templates of all your visuals online and to your fonts. Kasi walang ano eh, walang consistent na branding. Establish your band's brand through design. As well, I'm looking at one of their logos, which is your profile photo on Facebook, actually, and parang neon lights si Jupiter Street. But then when I heard the music, hindi tayo neon lights aesthetic, guys. Kung neon lights yan, hindi connect. Kung neon lights yan, may isip ko, siguro Taken by Cars, ganyan, di ba? Or Taken Romantics, right. Medyo electro synth, whatever, but it's not. Yeah. Yeah, exactly, dancey. It's your music's not that way. So maybe find a brand design for your band that, you know, fits your music and the image. Your sound is very honest, very emotional. So that's a thought, right? When you think of designing stuff for your band. Unfortunately, I don't see the personality coming out, the personality of your band or even the band members. Try to make the personality come out more, maybe through engaging people on your Facebook page. Kasi wala rin engagement eh. Para siyang ano, depository ng, diba, ng mga gigs, depository ng ano, ng mga covers, ganyan. Engage with your audience. It's very important to speak to them, I think, so they get to know you more as well. And, you know, personality counts a lot, I think, especially if you're trying to advocate your music to the world. Lastly, please populate your YouTube page. I can't stress enough how important this platform is, especially for discoverability for new artists. So there, that's my sense.
All right, and congratulations, because you know you downed the. That's actually Kim's first.
Magiging mabait na lang ako. It pays to be nice. Ikaw sa jazz po, marshmallow.
Uy, hindi ako nakapag-ano. Dapat ba nag-ano din ako? Kasi both good and bad.
Oo, wala akong ginawa dun sa bad.
What if nagyan ko na lang to?
Sige.
This I want to try some.
Huh?
Yeah. Okay.
Ah, oh, sige, game. Okay. Fair is fair.
Agwa. So that's what I get for what I said.
This is what empathy means.
Mm-hmm. I am. But it's a spoonful of sugar makes the cayenne pepper go down.
But it's balanced, right? You know, they're good. Kailangan lang may ano may areas of improvement na ano na ano na. All right. So anything you want to promote, Jazz? I mean, you know, we're aware of the new Itchy Worms album, of course. Anything else? Virtual gigs, whatnot.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be in Sonic Music Festival. So tickets are available now, and daming bands doing and mga talks. It's a whole festival with different music talks. So you can get your tickets now. Everything's virtual, so you can join and catch us there. Yun.
Max, okay. Good job. Congrats, guys. You know what? Before we let Jazz go and before we wrap up the show, we've gotten feedback from the audience na, kasi you know we always feature choice cuts, right? And the thing is, the whole reason naman we feature them is to share the music, because it's an automatic toast for Francis and I usually. We heard you. They were requesting for us to actually talk a little about the choice cut songs and artists that we choose, because tama nga naman, diba? Para alam natin kung ano yung right way and kung ano yung, you know, can be improved pa. So, let's talk about the next choice cut artist that we're gonna have to close down the show. We actually heard the song, since it's a choice cut. It's something that we heard before we went live. Francis, is there anything you want to say about that? Yeah.
I know you like their music a lot, because you're a pop punk kind of gal.
Biased ako. Emo ako eh. Biased ako.
I like the music, but yung sa'kin, and it's just a matter of personal taste. There's a very specific approach dun sa, you know, mga Taking Back Sunday and whatnot. And I hear a lot of those influences in this band's music. I like this last song though, because it's about a new baby, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's about his son. By the way, guys, the band we're talking about this one though is Zero Four Hero, which is actually a project of by Nunez, who you might know as the vocalist of the Cebu-based band The Ambassadors. We used to play them a lot in NU, right? Their song at the hospital. Yeah, so. So pop-punk talaga sila by ever since. What I like about this song is, I like kasi the Ambassadors, actually you guys, biased ako eh, but I like that it still has that pop-punk sound, but everything is stripped down. When he emailed us, actually he explained na this is from an album called Isolation Project, because this is literally a bedroom project. So he just found friends from the music scene to collaborate with, but this is just him. With an iPhone, an iRig microphone, and you know what I mean? It's bedroom recording talaga. So there. Jazz, what do you think? You heard the song as well.
Ganda. I like the song. Good harmonies. The playing is excellent. Even pati Joey Deason's parts were nice. Parang 12-string ba yun? Rinig ko parang 12-string, you know? or something.
Yeah, I didn't notice it. Cause I was busy looking at Joey Deason's hair because you know we've known him for a long time. Laging kalbo yun.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god, he has hair.
So, that's what quarantine does to you. Kakabuhok ka.
Yeah. Well, yeah, good for Joey. Not for I'm you know, anyway, never mind.
Ganda ng playing, as in the rhythm, kahit dalawa lang na guitars, parang I can feel
you can
kailan
feel
siya nag-halftime, kailan siya, di ba? Ganda. Yeah. You can sort of imagine the band there, kahit na two instruments lang. Very nice.
And then you know what, on the marketing side, I love the fact that he did collaborations. I love the fact that grabe siya mag-promote sa Facebook, kompleto yung YouTube niya. And you know, it's he's just making most of what you know he has during this quarantine, which I think is a brilliant thing. And we should all do that, you know. Like, wala naman pilitan, pero I guess my point is kaya. We can be more creative with all the time we have at home right now, right?
That's right.
So all there right. You go.
Yeah, and a reminder to everyone, if you want to submit your music, it can be a raw demo, it can be proper recording, can be as long as it's original music, please don't forget to also send your social media links, and the email address is demo.toasterroast@gmail.com. and again, we're doing our best to make Toaster Roast as regular as possible. We're slowly getting there. You know, there's some nuts and bolts type situations that we have to do production wise, and you know,
but we maayos sa internet na yan, maayos sa internet ni Kiko.
Yeah, maayos sa internet. I'm just using a pocket Wi-Fi and it's working out well. So
hello, Globe ba yan? Hi, Globe. Pwede naman tayo mag-sponsor.
Yeah.
Ay, di ba? Ano ba?
It's something else.
Something else.
Di
pwede, okay.
Yeah. Pero, okay. But there's something else pumalya before. I remember when I was where I lived previously. So,
you know. Na batiin. Okay na internet mo ngayon. Eh. That's what matters.
Yeah.
Curious ako. Ano yung something else na yan?
Ha? Huh?
Pwede pa. May liberty pa tayo sabihin.
Ah, may liberty pa.
Meron pa.
Okay. If we have wiggle room. Yeah. This is all I'm using.
Sige. Playing safe daw tayo, Jess. Huwag mo natanungin.
Okay.
Anyways, guys, thank you to everybody who's been watching the show. Thank you to everyone who's liked the Facebook page. If you haven't yet, please like Toaster Roast kasi we upload all of the songs that we feature there. Whether it's a Toaster or Roast, I mean, the whole point naman of the show is, you know, for you to discover new music and to also, you know, kind of help out our local music industry as well. So just look for us on Facebook. It's Toast or Roast. Thank you so much, Mr. Jazz Nicolas, for joining
us
tonight's episode.
Thank you,
and
guys.
for the very innovative idea of cayenne pepper on marshmallow. Salamat.
Sarap. Subukan nyo. Please, subukan nyo. I pray you.
All right, we'll see you guys very, very soon. We'll leave you with our choice cut song for this episode. We've talked a lot about it already here. It's 04 Hero with something called Sleepless Nights.
Bye. Good night, everyone.
Just imagine it, and you're screaming again, again and again. You always wake me up in the middle of the night. I looked at you. And rise and savor the night. No one's gonna hurt you. I'll be up all night watching over. I'll be watching over you. You're gonna be just fine all through the night, 'cause someone's gonna save you. As long as you want me to, 'cause I